Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is Going for the Gold. I finally made it through all of the hours of Olympics coverage, which I DVR'd because I had been unable to watch most of the games live. Since I already knew the result of many of the competitions, I was interested in watching mostly for the profiles of the athletes and stories behind and nuances of their achievements. I gleaned a few insights that seem to have relevance for companies who are competing in the game of business. From Sean, we learned the importance of safety nets. There was a lot of buzz about the secret half pipe that Red Bull built for snowboarder Sean White to train on. But what seemed to have been overlooked in the story is the actual half pipe structure itself. In addition to the standard half pipe structure, it included a foam pit, the first of its kind apparently, which Sean used to practice his amazing aerial tricks. With mounds of foam as a safety net, Sean tried out moves he had only previously imagined, saying, "The foam pit let me learn what the move in my head should feel like in the air." After nailing the stunts over the foam pit, Sean then took them to the snow-covered steel halfpipe. The halfpipe, the website explains, enabled Sean to take his tricks from concept to reality and the sport from today to tomorrow. Companies need similar safety nets, venues where they can try out big moves without risking fallout from failure. The confidence you have when you know you have little to lose is truly empowering. The good news is that safety nets are more easily created and used these days. Whether it is customer panels or virtual reality environments or living labs, companies now have tools to develop their own safety nets, and a more collaborative, inclusive mindset is permeating corporate cultures. With willing collaborators and less resource-intensive contexts, companies can create their equivalent of a foam pit to cushion the landings of bold new ventures they set afloat, and in doing so, push the limits of innovation. As Sean's website states, when you're at the top, you mean pushing into unknown territory. From Apollo, we learn the wisdom of knowing when to hang back and when to seize the moment. Speed skater Apollo Anton Ono has become famous for his ability to capture the winning slot at the most opportune moment of a race, and he demonstrated this unique skill once again at these Olympics. In one particular contest, his move from last position to first was so fast you might have missed it if you blinked, and yet it was so graceful it looked effortless. After the start of the race, he had settled into the back of the pack, and you could almost see him sizing up the competition and plotting his move. While the others jostled for position, he skated patiently behind the others until the last few laps. And then, in one instant, when Apollo sensed the opportunity to move ahead, he glided into the lead position. He then broke away from the pack as he skated the last lap and crossed the finish line as the winner. The contest painted a picture of ultimate patience and agility. Companies need to have both. On the one hand, hanging back makes sense sometimes. Instead of racing to be the first to market, companies might sometimes be better served by spending the time to size up the opportunity and the competition. A careful assessment and analysis of the situation might reveal a better tact. And by letting others go first, you let them work out all the kinks and deal with players who are likely to spark and flame out before the culmination of the competition. On the other hand, business leaders must always be ready to make their move. This requires keeping a vigilant eye on the market and competitors. Companies should engage a team in continuous marketplace scanning. And with today's social communication tools, this kind of scanning has become easier and less costly. It also means companies need to be nimble enough to move quickly when the time is right. Smaller companies can ensure this by implementing an organizational structure, adopting a culture of readiness, and establishing processes which enable their organization to change immediately as needed. Larger companies probably need to designate SWAT team-style groups, which are ready to deploy on a moment's notice in order to seize emerging market opportunities. The tactics of Apollo-style competition may be unusual, but so are the results. And from Lindsay, we learn about dealing with pain. Just days before she was scheduled to compete, downhill and Super G skiing champion Lindsay Vonn injured herself during a training run. Her bruised and swollen right shin put into question her ability to participate in the games. When she revealed the injury to the press and public, she explained that at first she had been in denial. I pretty much stuck my fingers in my ear and just pretended like I didn't hear what was going on. I didn't want to hear that my shin was fractured. But then she realized she had to face reality, ultimately telling reporters, "I'm sitting here today questioning whether I'll even be able to ski." She underwent a healing regimen and tried to keep focused on her goal. Between that discipline and a weather delay, which gave her extra time to rest, she made the decision to compete. And despite being, quote, very emotional and very scared and experiencing excruciating pain, she ended up winning the gold medal in her first event. The arc of Lindsay's story is one that business leaders can learn from to overcome the crisis or serious setback that every company will inevitably face at one time or another. While the natural tendency may be to ignore the problem or deny the severity of the situation, it's best to face the facts as soon as possible. Once you acknowledge the problem, you can move on to understand its consequences and determine a course of action. As you take steps to repair the damage, it's important to remain focused on your goals. There's a fine line to walk between addressing the problem and not getting distracted by it. Maintaining clarity on ultimately what you're trying to achieve and not wavering in your commitment to your goals will help. The way you deal with the issue can be a step in the path to your goals, not simply an exercise in crisis management. Rahm Emanuel's famous quip, "Never let a serious crisis go to waste," definitely applies. And you must move forward, despite how painful, scary, or emotional doing so may be. Some organizations become paralyzed by problems, but Lindsay shows us that pain is a part of competition and is not a barrier to success. Companies must be willing to feel the pain and do it anyway. The Olympic motto is Citius Altius Fortius, Latin for faster, higher, stronger. From these three athletes and stories, we learn the nuances behind achieving these ideals. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.